For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Emily Berglund, a senior forward and associate captain from Thief River Falls, Minnesota. And last weekend, your team split with UMD. Your team's finally getting some scoring. Got a couple big goals out of Lydia Passholt, WCHA forward of the week. Kiki and Ellie both had two big goals. Claire DeGeorge, obviously with a big weekend of points. How much of a boost of confidence does it give your team getting that much scoring coming into the second half?
Yeah, we obviously struggled with that a bit, as you can tell, but now it's nice to get scoring like throughout the depth of our team and stuff. And you know, if you're getting all that scoring, you're probably doing a bit better.
It was also nice to get some points against Duluth. However, they ended up coming back on Saturday night. But it's definitely nice to get a split with a team like Duluth, especially in the league, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. They're a great team, and we've always had some rivalry with them. And getting the first one Friday was nice. And then, obviously, we didn't get it Saturday. But, I mean, I think we're still in the same position, maybe a couple points behind them. But there's still a lot of season left.
Absolutely. Your penalty kill is one of the top five in the country right now. And your team is also one of the least penalized teams in the country, averaging only 6 minutes per game. How much does your team pride, first of all, yourselves on not getting penalized?
Yeah, we're a very disciplined team, and we like to take pride in that. And we know we just got to keep moving our feet, and we're pretty good defensively. So as long as we're doing the little things, it's we usually don't get too many calls.
Talk about the pride of your penalty kill. Obviously, you went 27 consecutive penalty kills until Saturday night when they finally snapped it, but you can't look at that as disappointing, can you?
No, we've had a very good penalty kill, and Fricklin runs it, and she's great about it. We don't stress it too much. We just kind of play our game and keep it pretty disciplined, and we seem to be doing the little things right and just making sure to communicate with everyone. And you know, like if you're on the penalty kill, you got to take pride in that, and I think we all do, and we just keep it simple and work hard.
Hockey Day Minnesota is finally upon us. It seems like yesterday when they made the announcement. For you as a Minnesota native, how cool is it to be part of this?
Yeah, I mean, growing up, like I was talking about earlier, like we'd get together with the high school teams and we'd sit and watch Hockey Day or go outside and play too. And now to get to do it my last year is really exciting.
The senior year, obviously, this is one of the highlights, of course, but you mentioned during our press conference how last year's seniors were a bit jealous when they found out you guys get to play in this.
Yeah. Yes, they were. I mean, I still hear from the girls. They're like, oh, it's so exciting. Like, we're going to watch and all that stuff. I think some girls are coming back for it, too, so it's good. I mean, obviously, I'm get to do it, so I rub it in their face a bit, but it's still awesome that they're coming back to do it, and obviously, it'd be fun to have them here, too.
All right. Have you ever played in Hockey Day Minnesota at all?
No, but I think a year ago my dad's team did. So that was kind of cool to get to watch that and see him on TV and stuff. So now getting a chance to do it is so exciting.
All right. Have you ever played an official game outside as a high schooler or U12, U14?
No, never officially.
Okay. How much have you played outside in your youth?
Quite a bit. We had an outdoor rink literally a block from my house, and Sylvia, we grew up together. She lived two blocks away from me, and it was right in the middle, so I remember going there with her a lot. I remember one time I high-sticked her in the face, and she was bleeding, but we're still friends. But no, we had a lot, that was a lot of fun doing that, and then the river, obviously, we have two rivers in Thief River we'd play on, and I grew up at a cabin, and my dad would clear it off every year and have the Fergus Falls Boys High School team out once a year, so I've played outside quite a bit.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay. How is your team preparing for the predicted frigid weather coming up?
I think we're just trying not to think about it. I kind of figured, like, if we're going to play an outdoor game in Minnesota, it's going to be probably one of the coldest days. But like I said, we're more excited for it. It's going to be just a crazy experience, and we're probably not even going to think about that during the game.
Is there kind of a special buzz around the locker room? Both the men's and women's teams get to play outside here. The men on Friday, you guys on Saturday during Hockey Day. Is there kind of this buzz going around the locker rooms or out in the hallway as you two teams get ready for it?
Yeah, especially on social media, you see so much, and it's just like, oh my gosh, like I can't believe it's already here. I know a lot of family members for both teams are coming, so it's going to be so fun to have like so many people here cheering for us and stuff. And yeah, there's definitely a good vibe this week.
All right, on to some quick fun questions. Your favorite pro team or player?
Sidney Crosby, Penguins.
Oh, I thought you'd say the Minnesota Wild. Emily, disappoint me. Who was the biggest influence in your hockey career?
Definitely my dad.
Yeah, he's a former Gopher, isn't he?
Yes, he did.
Or yes, he is. Sorry.
And he played pro hockey. Where did he play?
Yep, he was. He played for Washington Capitals, and then he was on the first Tampa Bay Lightning team.
How old were you when you started to play hockey?
Officially, I don't know, but I mean, I grew up on a lake, so I was out there probably before I could walk.
Emily, good luck this weekend. Take in the moment and enjoy everything.
Yeah, I'm excited. Thanks for having me.